Welcome back to Decision Support for Quality Improvement. This unit presents a variety of clinical decision support systems that help improve quality of care.
After completing this unit, the learner should be able to analyze the benefits and shortfalls of alerts and clinical reminders.
In August 2009, the Office of the National Coordinator for Health Information Technology held a clinical decision support work group meeting to advance the utility, usability, and meaningful use of clinical decision support. They brought together subject matter experts who represented a broad spectrum of expertise, including clinical informatics, quality improvement, patient advocacy, providers, payers, knowledge vendors, and electronic health record system vendor perspectives. David Bates discussed the potential for advanced electronic health record systems with clinical decision support functionalities to offer many benefits to patient care safety and quality, including improving the rate at which patients receive recommended preventive services, as well as improvement in financial performance. He cautioned that trials of clinical decision support have produced mixed results, and there are a number of unresolved challenges. Nonetheless, clinical decision support systems hold promise in improving healthcare outcomes, and therefore, meaningful use of electronic health records must include meaningful use of clinical decision support. A number of types of clinical decision support were discussed, including relevant data displays, smart documentation forms, order facilitators such as smart order sets, consequence and modifiers, extended time guidelines and protocols, targeted references such as contextually relevant medical references or information buttons, reactive alerts, task assistance for tasks such as drug dosing and laboratory result acknowledgement, diagnostic suggestions, patient summaries for handoffs between clinicians, procedure refreshers, training and reminders, performance dashboards with prompts for areas needing attention, and tracking and management systems that facilitate task prioritization and whole service management. Clinical decision support tools that support safe patient care include rules that alert the prescriber to drug-drug, drug allergy, and drug diagnosis interactions, and rules that support weight-based, physiology-based, and age-based dosing. Clinical decision supports that support effective health care are those that provide information and assistance related to best practice guidelines, including preventive care reminders, medical formula calculators, access to the most current clinical practice guidelines for particular conditions, access to medical images, clinical reference databases, and text, as well as intelligent guided order sets. Clinical decision support systems that support patient-centered healthcare are those that present rules based on patient characteristics, such as race, sex, and gender. Rules that translate medical jargon into patient-friendly language. Those that create patient-specific clinical summaries, and those that minimize patient identification errors. clinical decision support systems that support timely health care include a variety of clinical reminders, such as drug doses due, scheduled appointments, follow-up testing, as well as rules that automatically reschedule medications based on new information. Clinical decision support systems that support effective health care include rules that trigger alerts for high-cost drugs and suggest lower-cost alternatives, duplicate testing alerts, rules that help the provider to document information that supports appropriate medical coding, and rules that calculate risks and generate preventive recommendations. Clinical decision support systems that support equitable health care that minimizes disparity include rules that identify vulnerable populations so that disparity can be identified early and rectified, as well as rules that apply decision support regardless of age, race, ethnicity, or socioeconomic status. Researchers have looked at unintended consequences related to clinical decision support. These can be categorized into consequences related to content and presentation. There are three themes related to content. The first is elimination or changing of roles of clinicians and staff, especially clerical staff. For example, one case study noted that they underestimated the gatekeeper function of the clerical staff, who in the paper world questioned daily x-ray orders after a certain amount of time. But once they automated this function, chest x-ray orders went on ad infinitum. A second unintended consequence related to currency of clinical decision support content. For example, changes in coding for billing or compliance and difficulties updating order sets may cause problems. Another content-related consequence is wrong or misleading clinical decision support content. An example of this would be a clinical decision support rule that leads clinicians to order something that is not adequately stocked. Another example is when contradictory advice is offered by two separate clinical decision support rules. The second category of unintended consequences is presentation. This category includes rigidity of systems, alert fatigue, and other sources of potential error. For example, the way in which workflow is changed by the insertion of the computer into the clinical workspace represents a presentation consequence. Alert fatigue is so great a problem that we have devoted Unit 6.3 to that issue. Other sources of potential error include such things as autocomplete features that may insert the wrong medication or alerts that are seen when it's too late for action. In summary, meaningful use of electronic health records must include meaningful use of clinical decision support. Clinical decision support systems support quality, safety, efficiency, effectiveness, timeliness, and equity of care. Examples of clinical decision support can be provided that address each of the Institute of Medicine quality improvement aims. It's important to be aware of the potential for unintended consequences of clinical decision support.